Welcome back to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Josh Beard sitting in for Vanessa. I'm Paul Gallant. Sean Mapes is behind the glass before we get back into our great Texas sports draft on this Friday. Friday, got to get down on Friday. The one major thing that took place in American sports last night, I know there's some hockey fans out there, but I know also it's a rather casual hockey viewing town that we live in, and I'm a casual hockey viewer. The only thing that really took place that mattered last night was the Golden State Warriors advancing to the NBA Finals for a sixth time in 8 years by taking down the Dallas Mavericks.
It was very hurtful last night. But overall, I think, you know, we talked about it earlier. The more I think about it, the happier I am.
Sure.
Because they overachieved. The Mavericks overachieved. They really did.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at Luka and the players that they have, okay? If you look at the players that they have, they shouldn't have even made it past the Suns.
Yeah.
They struggled in the Jazz series. And I think I'm just overall, I'm feeling happy, I think. I would have liked to have seen them gone to the finals, but it would have been early. Like, look here, I am on record as saying
you're telling me how you feel.
The Mavericks are on the cusp of a dynasty.
Oh Jesus!
The Dallas Mavericks are.
No.
I'm not saying they are a dynasty.
Well, define dynasty. What's a dynasty?
I think that they're going to in the next 10 years. They're going to win a minimum of 3 championships.
Okay.
I think they're going to be in the Western Conference final. I think it's going to be very Warriors-esque. And here's why I say this. The Warriors kind of hit, struck gold with the Steph Curry, Steve Kerr pairing.
Okay.
Steve Kerr is the perfect coach for Steph Curry. And when we've seen some of these other teams, Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan, you see Phil Jackson with either Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant, some of these other perfect head coach with star player pairings, they end up being, as long as you have a competent GM and a good owner that's willing to spend money, they end up being able to build these teams that can be successful over a decade and make multiple Western Conference or Eastern Conference finals, go to the finals many times, and win multiple championships. I think that they have the Mavericks, at the very least, have the bones to do that.
Yeah.
Because I think Jason Kidd and Luka Doncic are the perfect marriage for each other.
Okay.
Jason Kidd didn't have that when he was coaching the Nets. I think Giannis was good, but Giannis didn't have the same IQ and vision that Jason Kidd wanted him to have.
Oh my God!
Jason Kidd went.
You gotta stop.
He went and became a better
this
coach.
Is xenophobic.
He went and became.
Josh Beard thinks Greeks aren't intelligent.
That is not. No,
that's what I heard.
That's not at
that's
all.
What
I'm
you
saying.
Said.
That's not at all.
You
I
said
did
that,
not say
you said that,
at all.
Giannis didn't have the IQ.
I think
that's
the,
all. I just
the
isolated that.
IQ. The aggregated. Basketball IQ. This is 2 weeks in a row. You've accused me of this now, Paul.
You know what's funny? By the way, on Saturday, so. I'm in the movie theater, and I remember you said something about Nick Saban. It just slipped, okay? And I remember getting a call on my phone, and it said, the Tuscaloosa News. And I was like, oh, my God. Did someone just figure out what we talked about?
That would have been hilarious.
I actually paused, and I was panicking for a little bit. Like, I was like, oh, my God, is my show blowing up because we said something about Nick Saban? And it turns out it was just someone from Costco calling that I needed, that the peanut butter I had might have salmonella.
Come on!
I remember seeing that, though, and I was like, oh, my God.
We've become big time in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, what a whiplash. Either we went viral in Tuscaloosa, and now you might have salmonella.
Yeah. Either you went viral or you are viral. One of the two things.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah. Okay. So look, we'll see with Dallas. I think they need some more pieces to get back to this spot again.
Agreed.
I feel like they
need a big man. They need a legitimate big man that can rebound the ball and shoot.
Well, that's those grow on trees.
I think there are some guys out there that they've tested the trade waters with before, but there's one free agent that I think that they could go out and get and legitimately be scary, and that's Mo Bamba.
Okay. Mo Bamba. All right. Well, we'll see if they do that. I got to say, as far as teams that I like to root against, I always root against any team from Dallas.
Yeah.
I would also say the same thing for any team from New York. And last night I was cackling as the Carolina Hurricanes beat the New York Rangers. A team from New York could be playing, Josh, a team from China, a team from Russia. And assuming that the loss of said New York team does not mean any sort of
diplomatic infringement by
China. What you're
about
to say is a very anti-freedom take.
Yeah, whatever. I would root for China and Russia.
Anti-freedom.
Against New York.
Oh, you know what?
100%.
I may not think that Greeks have high IQs. Paul's against freedom, everybody.
No, I'm just against New York.
Paul is anti-freedom.
I'm against New York. Well, in New York, they don't allow freedom. So.
Paul is a fan of communism.
I mean...
You heard it here first. I guess being 975.
Anyway, let's continue the great Texas sports draft. Okay, so Sean Mapes, you are on the clock. With your owner, you took Jim Crane. With your general manager, you took Nick Caserio. Your head coach, you took Pop. So left for you are the following four spots, and you have to pick somebody at each of these spots. You need a star player. You need a roster. You need a nickname. You need a fan base in no particular order. Sean Mapes.
Is this my fourth pick?
This is your fourth pick.
I am going fan base. There's only one fan base left that I would consider picking. It's the Texas A&M Fighting Aggies.
Oh, let's go, baby!
Woo! Oh my God, I hate all of them. Sean, you are a UT guy. What are they saying?
We're not rivals because... they haven't played since I was 16 years old. So I've never seen Texas and Texas A&M play. It's something my grandpa told me about. But you cannot deny
there we go.
That they have some great fans. They're the 12th man.
Yeah.
So 1931 title. Yeah, baby.
No matter what sports we play, we're going to have 12 men.
Yeah. Okay.
And that I see nothing but an advantage for that. They are dedicated to a program that has given them very little to be dedicated to. But the cult-like following is something I need.
It's not a cult.
Also, I would like to apologize. My last pick, I misidentified the education and the military background of Greg Popovich.
On Memorial Day weekend.
Yes,
yeah, on Memorial Day, man.
Pretty bad day to do some stealing of valor. He graduated from the Air Force Academy, not the Army.
Send you to Guantanamo.
Yes.
My
team's social media team is drafting a notes apology as we speak.
Okay. Yeah, good. Good. All right. With my next pick, my fourth pick, I took Mark Cuban as my owner. I didn't feel good about it immediately afterwards. I took Micah Parsons as my star player. I took R.C. Buford as my GM. He's not a GM anymore. Well, but he is. You know, he's R.C. Buford. So now I got to pick between a head coach, a fan base, a nickname, and a roster. I'm taking Kelvin Sampson as my head coach.
I love that pick.
What he is doing with the Cougs basketball program has been incredible. Really, it has been. And, you know, there's some other coaches that are still available. I mean, I feel like you could make a case for Dusty Baker if you really wanted to. But with Pop off the board, I think that Sampson has been, over the last couple of years, the best coach in the state of Texas after Pop. I think he's done a tremendous job with this UH team that obviously isn't in a Power 5 conference to get them to a Final Four, to get them to an Elite Eight, to just make the program look a lot like it did back in the 1980s, I think is really impressive.
Oh, man, I'm so mad at you because that was going to be my pick next.
Oh, no.
Right before me. Yeah. I mean, look, if my star player is Luka, I'm clearly building a basketball team. So since Pop was off the board, I was going to go with Kelvin Sampson. But I'm actually okay with this. And I'm okay with we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out together.
Okay.
And this is going to be a really strange pick.
You're on the clock.
With my pick here, you know what? Never mind. I'm swerving. Head coach, we're going Steven Silas.
Steven Silas?
I'm going Steven Silas. I have a huge belief in Steven Silas as a head coach.
Why?
My star player is Luka Doncic. His best offensive season was when Steven Silas was the offensive coordinator and assistant coach for the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh,
and,
okay. That's a nice little rationale there.
The Mavericks had the number one offense in the NBA when Steven Silas was the assistant and the offensive coordinator for Dallas. Mm. So Luka loves Steven Silas. He loves the system. He knows the system. So I'm going to go Steven Silas with my head coach. We're building a young basketball team for the future. We're 20 years of domination. That's
and,
what we're looking
and
at.
And with that young basketball team, you're going to let your star players do whatever they want, huh? So like Kevin Porter Jr.
100%.
Just throw a temper tantrum and leave in the middle of the game. Wood.
Do you think Kevin Porter Jr. staying? Do you think he's going to be on the team?
Honestly, I have no clue, and that scares me. That is, I want him gone. I've said this before.
Yeah, I do too.
I'm like, this is all about Jalen Green and about having the best possible. You know, and Sengun, good.
Yes.
Christian Wood, Kevin Porter Jr.,
trade
assets. Not good.
Trade
Get them the hell out of here.
Yep.
And I don't know that they're going to be willing to do that. I really don't, because I think they're going to believe that they can get a really big return for Kevin Porter Jr. No, I would take whatever I can get for him right now, seriously. All right, it is Vanessa and Gallant. We got Josh Beard sitting in for Vanessa. You got Sean Mapes behind the glass. I am merely Paul Gallant. Coming up next, we're going to continue the great Texas sports draft. Josh Beard will be on the clock as we come around for the snake draft. And we've been talking about tired narratives over the course of this show. Do you buy into the idea that Colin Kaepernick has been waiting around for so long because of the NFL all having it out to get him? Do you feel that way? Because we saw the Raiders work him out earlier this week, and we also just got to wonder, why did the Raiders work him out? I want to get Josh's thoughts on that. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at the Passive Investor Network. Look, guys, we're all looking to find ways to make money, especially with the economy being the way that it is. But one thing that has proven to continue to go up and up and up in value has been real estate. And the Passive Investor Network is going to personalize a five-year plan for you to show you how you can get wealth for you and your family through real estate. And look, they took me on one of their famous bus tours this past Saturday, and I drove all around Houston, and they took me to places that they believed prospecting are going to potentially turn into the next version of the Heights, and they'll get you in on the ground floor of that. You could buy some land there. Next thing you know, hey, you've seen how the prices have gone up in the Heights of late. You might be sitting on something really special yourself. But to do that, you want to meet them. You want to sit down with them so that they can take the process of real estate investment out of your hands and explain the whole thing to you along the way. PassiveInvestor.net is their website. Again, PassiveInvestor.net. Tell them Paul Gallant sent you.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Great Texas Sports Draft continues. We got Josh Beard sitting in for Vanessa Richardson. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. All are participating in this draft. In this draft, the teams that you must select, number one, positions you must select. You need an owner and president. You need a general manager or athletic director, a head coach, a star player, a roster, a nickname, and a fan base. So, Josh Beard, you are on the clock once more.
Yep. So I'm kind of regretting my decision a little bit. I think I could have gone
a different direction. Steven Silas.
Yeah, just took Steven Silas as the head coach. But
noted non-pushover.
I'm only regretting it a little bit. I think it's going to be fine. I think Luka is a good player. I think he wants to win. And your star player being... keeping guys accountable is just as important as your coach keeping guys accountable. So I think Luka and Silas together can keep the rest of the players accountable. And that's why I'm going to take my roster right now, and I'm going to take the Rockets roster. I'm going to take the Houston Rockets roster right now, and I'm going to put Luka Doncic as the star point guard of that team. We are immediately, Will McClay is immediately going to trade Kevin Porter Jr. And Christian Wood away, and they're going to build around Luka Doncic, Jalen Green, whoever the number three draft pick is, and Alperen Şengün, and they're going to try to bring in. They're going to use Kevin Porter Jr. And Christian Wood to try to bring in a legit big man like John Collins, Miles Turner, Jared Allen, somebody like that. Mm-hmm. And they're gonna have a young, hungry championship caliber team.
Okay, interesting. I get it with Şengün, and I get it with Green. I still think.
They have work to do. They've got pieces.
A lot of stuff left. I suppose you're also getting the third overall draft pick.
Yeah.
And you're going with kind of a blank slate approach of like, give me Luka, give me Green and Şengün.
Let's
and
tank.
Third pick, and then imagine. Give me whatever. I can get the shooters later.
Well, yeah, exactly. And you can use in those trades that you're making for those other guys, there are free agents that you can sign. They have a lot of cap room to work with. You can build those 3-and-D guys. You can go out and get some of those free agent 3-and-D guys. Imagine if they take Banchero number 3 overall, and then the Rockets roster would be, in my fantasy world, would be Luka, Jalen Green, Paolo Banchero, and Alperen Şengün.
Okay.
That's a dangerous young team.
Are you worried about the fit with Luka Doncic and John Wall?
Oh, John Wall's gone. John Wall's out.
That's why you got the Rockets roster, because you got John Wall.
But those are assets you can use to trade
that'll
away.
That'll play eventually.
No, not for this team.
Not for this fantasy team. That's John Wall you're talking about.
Bye.
And listen, you have Steven Silas as your head coach, and I mean, is he going to stand up to John Wall?
Yeah, he absolutely is because he already has a Luka. He doesn't need John
really
Wall now.
Really stood up to Kevin Porter Jr.
That's why Will McClay is there, though, man.
Christian Wood.
He'll be there to have the tough conversation.
The general manager will get control of the locker
room.
Just
wait. I haven't picked my owner yet. Just wait. Once I pick my owner, you're going to understand. You're going to see.
Fine. Well, I know what I'm picking. I'm picking my roster right now. And I know a lot of people argue that I am an Aggie hater. I'm taking the Texas A&M Aggies football team as my roster. I am taking the Aggie football team. You got the number one recruiting class. You beat Alabama. Yeah. You have a ton of talent right now. One of my buddies was showing me some of the players that they've got. And who's that running back that's like got the light year speed?
One of the new guys or the guy that they have on the roster
The guy that they
right
have
now?
On the roster
Anaya
ready.
Smith.
Yeah,
Anaya
the guy,
Smith
the,
is insane.
He had the big kick returner against Alabama.
He's a hybrid guy, too. He's kind of like a Travis Etienne running back wide receiver guy.
So, I'm taking Aggies football team.
And then they just got that. I can't remember his name. They just got that quarterback out of Bridgeland High School who's like 5 minutes away from my house, who's incredible. He might end up winning the starting job over Haynes King.
There
possibly. They've got some good quarterbacks. I like that pick. That's good. And you add Micah Parsons to that?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there's literally Micah Parsons would destroy every college offense in the world.
Yes, he would.
Yes, I like that.
I mean, Micah might play quarterback for me. We're not sure.
Who's
yet.
Your head coach? He might play quarterback.
We don't know
for
yet.
You.
We don't know yet. Head coach is Kelvin Sampson. I mean,
oh yeah, that's right. You know, I trust Kelvin to be able to do it.
And he coaches basketball like it's football.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Yeah. Hell yeah. See, this is like a very physical team.
Wait, are you telling me we can't hand check here?
All right, we're gonna get to some phone calls in a second, but Sean Mapes, you are on the clock with your fifth pick of this 7-round draft, where we take a Texas sports owner / president, general manager / AD, head coach, star player, roster, nickname, and fan base. No nicknames have gone off the board to this point.
And given my position with you both having both picked a star player, which I still need, and a roster, which I still need, I will go nickname here. And I'll go with the University of Texas San Antonio Roadrunners.
That's a great pick. That is, I think, the best nickname in all of Texas.
Yes.
That is a very good nickname.
And I still play the old NCAA 14 game. Every time I start with the Roadrunners.
I've done it a couple of times myself. Okay.
That's a great one.
That's a good one, yeah. I mean, shoot. I have a feeling it was down to two teams for my nicknames, but I think I'm going to have to pull the trigger on it.
Wait,
next.
So for nicknames, we have to choose like their team name, or can we choose a nickname of the team?
What?
Like, does it have to be like
the
official name of the team, or can it be something else they call the team?
No, it's like it's a little bit too hard to go down that road.
You can't pick America's team.
Well, I was gonna steal the 12th man as my nickname. Never mind.
God.
Well, you know what?
No, those Tech fans.
Oh yeah, that's technically your fan base.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the worst.
That's true.
I hate today.
Well,
this draft is blown.
You voluntarily picked Astros fans.
Well, they're the best fan base in Texas. There's no doubt about that.
My fan base, no one's picking them. I can't wait to drop that on y'all. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. We got Garrick. Garrick, what's going on?
Hey, this was a genius idea, first off.
Thank you.
Love that y'all are doing this. But I want to let y'all know that a coach that I think y'all missed on, especially the Steven Silas.
Yeah,
pick.
Josh missed on it. Like, we could insert any coach.
Coach Casey Keeler of St. Houston State University, Bearcats, the football team.
Oh.
He is a 2-time national championship winner, but one with Delaware, one with Sam Houston. When he got to Sam Houston in 14, he took a mediocre team to a championship team. He's also the winningest coach in NCAA Division I football championship subdivision.
All right.
So he takes the best quality of every single player he works with and turns them into amazing athletes. Even Sam Houston State University had a draft pick this year when UT didn't. So
ooh,
I'll leave it at that.
Wow, that's a mic drop, Garrick.
Wow.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm the longer we go on, the more I'm regretting my head coach choice. But I do believe in Steven Silas and Luka together. But I regret it.
I'm just going to have a pushover coach that's going to do
Jimbo.
Whatever Luka wants.
I should have gone with my gut. Instead, I went with my brain. This is the problem with analytics, Paul.
Yeah.
See, I went full analytics.
Thanks, James.
And I didn't go with my heart. And I should have taken Jimbo because Jimbo would have fought. I'm sorry, Jimbo.
Okay, Jeff Bagwell.
I'm sorry.
713-780-3776. We've also got Alan calling in. Alan, what's up?
Hi, I was just wondering if you would consider Coach Scott Drew as a head coach.
Oh, you know what? That is a bad job by us, not even thinking about him. Alan, appreciate that input. You got it. I mean, he's national champion with the Baylor basketball program, and I love the way that Baylor plays. I don't like, you know, Baylor, the school itself, because of one experience with one person while I was talking with a buddy. National championship game's about to start. One of the college football playoff games. We're at Chili's, and we're talking about Alabama. I forget who Alabama was even playing in that game. I just remember we were talking about Alabama, and some random guy who's a Baylor guy comes out to us, and he says, like, hey, you guys talking about Alabama? And I was like, yes. He said, like, well, I went to Baylor. And we all were like, no one cares. Get away from us. But
now
to
I'm even
Baylor's
more mad.
Credit, Baylor has been awesome, and I would say all around as far as college sports go, Baylor has the title belt right now in the state of Texas.
Now I'm even more mad. Can I change my head coach? Pick?
No.
Nah.
No. You already did it.
No,
good call,
Alan. I'm telling you, there's a plan. I have a plan. Everything will make sense whenever I finish.
Casey Keeler and Scott Drew are two guys that definitely should have been considered. And honestly, I would have never thought of Casey Keeler, so I appreciate the Bearcat, I'm guessing, alumni calling in with that suggestion. Good job by you. And yeah, you got to have Scott Drew in this conversation. That's a great one. I do like Kelvin Sampson, but I mean, we did see, you know, Kelvin Sampson go up against that Baylor squad, and yikes, it was pretty violent. Baylor, that team was so damn scary. I remember watching them play the Zags up in Seattle. A lot of Zags fans up in Washington, in Seattle, and everyone was just like, the jaw was just on the floor watching that national title. Everyone was shocked because they just kicked their ass in that game. Anyway, it is Vanessa and Gallant, ESPN at 97.5 and 92.5. Our great Texas sports draft continues after this. Plus, can Kansas City win without Tyreek Hill? Because Patrick Mahomes is spin zoning this one. I'm curious as to how y'all feel. Right here, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
I think a lot of people across the NFL believe that the Buffalo Bills are the consensus favorite in the AFC after the Kansas City Chiefs decided to trade Tyreek Hill over to the Miami Dolphins. I do not think that that was a wise move by Kansas City. I understand it because of Mahomes' contract that you got to be careful with how you're spreading your money out. But Tyreek Hill, to me, was the biggest cheat code in the NFL. And while his speed might diminish at some point soon, getting rid of Tyreek Hill, I really do wonder about how Kansas City will look without him, because whether it's deep downfield or in the short 5-yard intermediate, Hill is one of the most unstoppable players in the league. Josh Beard is in for Vanessa Richardson. I'm curious as to what you think about this audio that we got from Patrick Mahomes yesterday, because Mahomes, as he has to, as the quarterback of the team, has been trying to explain, look, we're going to spread things out. It's going to be fine.
So I think that's what you're going to see at this offense this year is it's going to be everybody. It's not going to be one guy. I mean, obviously, Travis is going to still get a lot of completions, a lot of yards, but I think the whole receiving room is going to have big days, and I think that can be something that we can use to our advantage.
Thank you for that audio, Ed Orgeron on Helium. every time I hear him talk. I obviously he's going to say that. He's Patrick Mahomes. He says he's going to throw to everybody. One of the biggest criticisms from him last year, really the last couple of years, is that he gets that tunnel vision and he has blinders to everybody other than Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
Which you can understand because Travis Kelce's the best tight end in the game and Tyreek Hill's the fastest player in the game.
Yeah, he's Tyreek Hill. I'm not super in love with this wide receiver. I mean, look, Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he never did anything with Green Bay. He has bad hands. He's
great,
a bad route
threat,
runner.
But
yeah, he's
Joel
mediocre.
Joel Blank is not a
best.
Fan, I know, and he's a big Packers fan.
Yeah, Juju Smith-Schuster. There was a time where he was one of the better receivers in the NFL.
Great TikToker.
Awesome, amazing on TikTok.
I'm kidding. TikTok actually makes me angry.
I have my Juju takes. This is another old man yells at cloud. I think Juju cares more about being a content creator than he does about being a football player.
But he's not even good at content creation because he does the same stupid dance of that Corvette song and logo of every team. At least vary the dances up. Thank you.
He's so busy doing TikTok and trying to stream video games.
Seems
and all
like
this
he has
stuff.
Quit the TikTok game at least
I hope so.
Heard that he has quit. I think someone asked him, "Hey, would you do a TikTok with Jackson Mahomes?" And he was like, "Oh,
no."
I think like that was when he realized, like, "Oh, damn,
yeah,
I'm Jackson Mahomes of the NFL."
Well, I don't think that you can be a content creator at the level that he wants to be and also be a high level NFL player. I think the content creation aspect, the amount of time that it takes to do content creation, you've done it before. It takes a lot of time away. You don't have as much time to really dive into the craft of football if you're busy doing that all the time. So I think it takes away from his ability to play football. If he's pulling back from that, maybe he could be good for them. Mecole Hardman was drafted as the potential Tyreek Hill replacement. He hasn't done crap for them.
No, he hasn't. He's got a hamstring injury now, too.
Josh Gordon's probably going to get suspended again. Sky Moore got drafted. I love Sky Moore, by the way.
His name is Sky.
Yeah, huge Sky Moore fan. I watched a lot.
Why would you name your kid Sky with two Ys?
Sky Moore, and he gets to be a wide receiver someday? That's like the perfect marriage.
Sorry, Josh.
And position.
I don't like the two Ys.
Oh, really? You don't like
there's
the two
just
Ys?
One Y I would like.
I think it makes it sexy.
Yes, that's what I mean. The two Ys makes it seem like it's a stripper name.
Sky. Hey, Sky.
I love it. I think
dance for me, Sky.
I think he's going to be great. I loved his tape, but I think he has the potential. His best case scenario is elite slot receiver. I don't think he's going to be a great outside threat. He's a little small. His separation isn't that great. It's not even close to Tyreek Hill. I think he's going to be able to work in the middle and work in those medium routes and work the slot very, very well at a high level. And maybe he can pull off some Tyreek Hill-esque type things from there. He's great catching in traffic. He's great catching whenever there's contact. He's great holding onto the ball when there's contact. But those are his elite skills at the wide receiver position coming out of college. I don't super love this wide receiver core, and I don't know how often – it just depends on a lot. If Juju Smith-Schuster has pulled back from one aspect of his life and dedicated more time to football and he's ready to go out there and be the number one guy, that changes everything for them. But I don't know. It remains to be seen.
The good news is Travis Kelce is still their number one guy.
Right, right.
I do think Patrick Mahomes is a very good quarterback, obviously, too, a great quarterback. I just wonder, and he says, and I know a lot of people have said, okay, well, without Tyreek Hill, he might not get so obsessed with throwing to Tyreek Hill all the time. One of the big problems for Russell Wilson over the last couple of years has been that Wilson perhaps gets a little bit too married to making big plays downfield. He's got an incredible throwing power downfield, especially the touch that he puts on the ball, but it doesn't always work. It's a low percentage play, no matter how good you are at arcing the ball downfield. I think with Mahomes and no Tyreek Hill, yeah, sure, great, but when Mahomes extends plays and Tyreek Hill extends routes and just does whatever. Yep. When things get to playground mode, and Mahomes is a great extender of plays that I don't think he's talked about that enough, that's just an unstoppable combination. And without those guys being able to be in sync the way that they are, I don't know. And I mean, Kansas City had real struggles last year offensively. Losing Hill is not going to be as simple as, hey, we've got a big box of number two guys and has-beens in Josh Gordon.
Well, and I think it's another huge concern is at what point does Travis Kelce fall off? He's 32 years old. He's not. I know tight ends can usually last a little bit longer and produce later on in their career, more so than wide receivers and running backs, obviously.
It's a good question because Gronk is still weirdly good.
Yeah.
Gronk had a very good season last year. You might not have expected it, but.
Oh, no, I didn't. But
he's 33 years old. He's played in the NFL for 12 years, and he's dealt with way more injuries than Travis Kelce because he's been a more physical on the line tight end than Kelce's been.
And look, Noah Gray is their backup. I love that draft pick from them in the 2021 draft. I think he's going to be a good tight end for them when Travis Kelce, but he needed a little bit more seasoning from the blocking perspective. He's a great receiving tight end, but like you're going to go out there. Let's say Travis Kelce gets hurt in week three, week four, and you just see kind of that drop off in his production or an injury or something like that. Then all of a sudden you're relying on a receiving core that you don't trust. Your number one target all of a sudden isn't trustworthy. The backup behind him is 23 years old and super green. Like that's a bad combination for a quarterback where their running back option is Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who I love him in the passing game, but as a runner, as a pass blocker, he's not great. Their offensive line is still a little suspect. And we could see, like, maybe, depending on how things go, we could either see the Chiefs pick up where they left off and be fine, or it could be, like, a real Jekyll and Hyde type of thing where they're fine, they pick up, they're still the Chiefs that we know, or they fall off completely offensively because it just doesn't go right. There's so many different avenues that they could go this season.
That is Josh Beard in for Vanessa Richardson. It's Vanessa and Galani, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Sean Mapes is behind the glass. We are doing our great Texas sports draft. And right now, hey, guess what? We're continuing. And Sean Mapes, you're on the clock with your sixth pick Thus far, Sean has drafted Jim Crane as his owner, Nick Caserio as his general manager, Greg Popovich as his head coach, Texas A&M as his fan base, and the Roadrunners as his team nickname. You still need, Sean Mapes, a star player, and you also still need a roster.
Yes, I saved those two for last. Got the organization in place, got the brand in place. That's the most important thing. Now to actually field a team, I'm going to go with a star player. I'm going to go with the best running back in the state of Texas. Give me Bijan Robinson, running back out of Texas.
That's such a great pick. I know it's a college player, and it's a college running back, and you're like, okay, what is he going to – I really think he's going to be a star in the NFL.
As long as you don't take a running back in the, not in the – as long as you don't take him in the first round, you can't be canceled.
Yes, this is a six-round pick.
It's a six-round pick at running back.
If I tell you next year that Bijan Robinson is a six-round pick, you'll either say, oh, my God, what happened to him, or what great value by that
team. Yeah. Great value. Yeah, the value.
My question would be, how many ACLs did he tear?
Zero.
That's no. If he got drafted in the sixth round, he would have torn his ACL 16 times to be a sixth round pick.
That sounds painful. That's a nice pick. I'm curious as to where he's going to end up in the NFL. And my God, how did UT not have a guy drafted? I mean, as what was it? Garrett who called in?
Garrick, yeah.
Garrick who called in and said that even Sam Houston had one drafted. Like, good God, guys, get it together. All right. My sixth pick, and thus far I've taken Mark Cuban as my owner, Micah Parsons as my star player, R.C. Buford from the Spurs as my general manager, Kelvin Sampson as head coach, the Aggies football roster as my roster. I'm taking, as a nickname, the Texas Rangers.
Ooh.
Because if not for the Texas Rangers, Texas would not be civilized. Texas would still be under probably the thumb of the... how am I forgetting their name? I read a book about them. Empire of the Summer Moon. The Comanche natives. The Comanche were essentially the best horsemen in the world. And for a long time, you could not move west of San Antonio and out of the forest onto the plains because of the Comanches. There was no way to fight them because the only traditional way that the Americans had to fight them back then was using a traditional musket. But, right. You know, hey, you got horses riding around you, shooting at you with archers and stuff like that. You're screwed. So when the Colt 45 was invented, the Texas Rangers took the Colt 45s and mounted on horseback. That was like the first time that anyone, as we expanded imperialistic style west, the Texas Rangers are the reason that that was able to happen. So... you know, I don't know, cancel me, but I'm taking the Texas Rangers.
In 2 years, you're going to have to choose a new nickname, it sounds
like. Yeah, 100%.
People
yeah.
who made their name slaughtering the natives on their home soil.
I didn't even think about that. So
yeah, you're definitely changing your name, but it'll be fun. It'll be a fun run for the next 2 years.
Yeah, they also helped out in the, you know, the war against Mexico, though.
And then people are going to come back and find this audio and play it and talk about how it shaped the West.
While you're wearing an American flag t-shirt.
Yeah, you and the Rangers are getting canceled.
U.S. Manifest destiny, guys.
And this has been your history lesson with Paul Gallo.
Yeah, I just realized that. I was like, you know what? I should have just said it's a cool nickname. I'm just like, here's why you can cancel me.
So I have a question. We can take things from professional teams and from college teams.
Yes.
Can we use high school team names?
Yeah, that works.
Texas High. Okay. I'm going to go with my old high school alma mater. The Burleson Elks is going to be my nickname. We are going to be the Elks. It makes a lot of sense because what's the plural
the
of elks?
Elk?
Yeah, what's the plural of elk? It's also elk. But for some reason, our mascot and our team name were the Elks. They put an S at the end of it, even though the pluralization of elk is also elk. We were the Burleson Elks, baby. Let's go. Red and black. Let's go.
I mean, there's more elks than you even
there's
thought.
There's so many elks.
It wasn't just like, it was a horde of
it
elks.
It would have been even more hilarious if they had an apostrophe afterwards, if they had tried to make it like possessive or
so
like elks.
You're a team. Your team is just like slaughtered by Joe Rogan for fun.
100%.
Joe Rogan kills you guys for sport.
Yeah, like, it's just like
a small 5'8" man with a bow and arrow is just murdering your team. Real tough nickname.
Fun fact, the current head coach of the Burleson Elks right now is John Kitna.
Really?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
John Kitna?
Yeah, the John Kitna.
Wow.
Yeah, he's the head coach of the team. We went to the state semifinals my sophomore year of high school. We got to play in the old Cowboys Stadium, old Burleson Elks. There's a good tradition there, even if it is a little grammatically incorrect and very small-town Texas-ish of them. So that's my nickname.
Should have picked Kitna as one of my head coaches.
John Kitna?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, John Kitna is their head coach.
That's okay, the Elks.
You don't even want to write it down.
I wrote it down.
Did you? You didn't want to,
Josh,
though.
Your draft is wow.
Amazing. My draft
Steven
is great.
Silas and the Elks.
Look,
my God.
It's all going to make sense in a minute, okay?
All right.
It's all going to make sense.
We'll wrap up the great Texas sports draft plus some garbage time next right here. It's Vanessa and Gallant. Josh Bearded for Vanessa Richardson. Sean Mace behind the glass. ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Warrior sound! Weird. Let's go! Fun sports. Breaking down the Houston sports scene with V and Pauly G on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Josh Beard in for Vanessa. I'm Paul Gallant. It's Vanessa and Gallant. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Sean Mapes behind the glass. Our great Texas sports draft is about to conclude. Josh Beard, you are on the clock. For your star player, you took Luka Doncic, which is the first overall pick. You took Will McClay, Cowboys personnel guy,
nailed it,
as your general manager with your second round pick. You took the Astros fan base with your third round pick.
Love it.
Your fourth round pick is where things got interesting.
Yep. Still, I'm a fan.
Head coach, Steven Silas.
Let's go.
Your fifth round pick right afterwards,
yep,
with no other roster going off the board to rush a pick like this, was the Houston Rockets roster.
100%. We're building around Luka.
You could have picked the roster of the team that just lost in the Western Conference Finals.
I don't want that roster around Luka anymore. I want young, talented players, not guys who go 0-for-10 from 3 in Game 4.
You also could have picked the Houston Astros, too.
They're not playing basketball. Do I trust Jose Altuve to go? Is he going to be the next Jalen Brunson? I don't think so.
Okay, fine. Fine. But again, when this graphic is put up, like, no one's going to understand.
I don't care.
The rationale. Okay,
no,
fine.
When this graphic goes up, everyone will finally understand.
And then for your nickname, you picked an obscure high school.
Yeah, it's not obscure high school.
Elks,
I went there. The Burleson
instead of
Elks.
The Elks.
My alma mater. Yeah, the Elks.
It's the
so
Elks.
Stupid. The worst part is while I was there, I was like, yeah, we're the Elks. And then as
someone
I got
told
older,
you, like, no.
No, I just realized that one day I was just sitting there. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
I don't think anyone would really think about it, but now that I've thought about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're like, wow, y'all are real big dum-dums.
You should have all your titles revoked for incorrect grammar. It's a school after all.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I'm on the clock right now with owner.
Yep.
Well, the owner makes all the decisions.
Okay.
The owner is the one who puts the team together.
No Jim Crane, no Mark Cuban.
And I like to think that my owner has been making all these decisions today. I like to think that my owner has been the one who's
so
been choosing this
on,
team.
You're going
to
put it on the owner because you're not happy with your last couple of
picks. No, this owner's all about culture.
Good spin zone.
This owner's all about instilling a culture.
Okay.
When you're building, you have to have the right culture.
Oh, no.
In the organization.
See, now you're just like
so
trying
my,
to throw
my,
this all away.
My owner slash president.
Oh, no.
Is Cal McNair.
Oh,
slash Jack Easterby.
What are you doing?
Because one doesn't come without the other. You can't have Cal McNair without Jack Easterby. And you can't have Jack Easterby
without Cal
McNair. It'll
be real stand-up guys, that's for sure.
Well, what do you think they would want in a head coach? They would want a pushover. Somebody that they can control. Somebody that's just a figurehead. What do you think they would want in a GM? Somebody who's not actually a GM. Somebody who they can control. Somebody look, Luka Doncic fits Jack Easterby's profile perfectly.
Is he a man of the cloth?
Don't think I need to say any more about that.
Okay.
They want a young team that doesn't have a lot of talent, but a lot of assets.
I don't know.
Luka, in the Rockets.
Luka was drinking before a basketball
game.
That's
true.
Per a picture. And I don't know if that's,
the
if
rumors
that's Jack
that
Easterby's deal.
There were rumors that that was an old picture. But then the Elks just.
Probably was.
The Elks feel, doesn't the Elks feel like a Cal McNair decision? Like 100,000%.
This is like the end of Wizard of Oz, where we behind the curtain is actually Cal McNair this entire
time. The draft was spiraling out of control, and I'm just going to say, yep, it was Cal McNair.
No, okay. From the very beginning, I knew I was going to pick Cal McNair slash Jack Easterby as the owner, and I was trying to figure out how I could make this the most miserable draft of all time with that fact. From the very beginning, I knew I was taking Cal McNair.
Okay.
So Cal McNair, Jack Easterby is the owner of the of these Elks teams led by Luka Doncic with the Rockets roster. Steven Silas is head coach, and Will McClay is the GM.
Okay.
The only person I trust, the only two people I trust in that entire organization are Will McClay and Luka Doncic.
Okay.
And their careers are going to be wasted because nobody does that better than Cal McNair.
See, okay. Well, listen. I guess you can vote on this afterwards. I think I know who's coming in last place. Here's my last pick. I have yet to pick a fan base thus far. My owner is Mark Cuban. My star player is Micah Parsons. My GM is R.C. Buford. My coach is Kelvin Sampson. My roster is the Texas Fighting Aggies football roster. My nickname is the Rangers. And fan base is the only one I haven't picked. Look, if you want a fan base, you want a fan base, first off, that hasn't tasted that much success, that still cares. You want a fan base that's also going to intimidate the opposition. Look, Aggies are very nice people. Seriously, I have nothing against you. You're a little creepy to watch a game with in public. Okay. But I want to be scared when I go to a game. I want opposing fans to think twice about wearing a shirt of their team. I want fans who throw batteries. I want fans who throw parts of the bleachers.
No.
I want fans who throw tortillas.
Cody Stoops is going to love this pick.
The Texas Tech Red Raiders, baby. Awful. Give me them as a fan base. Texas Tech people are by far, when we go on a per capita basis of people that have gone to certain schools, I have always found Texas Tech people to be the most fun, the most cool. Texas State, you can make an argument for them, but honestly, I'm scared of a lot of Texas State people.
It's extended high school. It's the 13th grade.
Texas State is scary to me. Like, legitimately, especially, like, Texas State women are wonderful, but my gosh. So anyway, Texas Tech is my fan base, and you're going to come in, and now this team's going to be successful. So imagine when this team is successful and they're still throwing batteries at people and tortillas. You will be scared on the sideline with my Red Raider crowd.
I'm livid that you are bringing my Fightin' Texas Aggie roster to play football in front of a Texas Tech Red Raider fan base.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling my wife when I get home, and she is going to call you.
Is that assault?
Yeah. 100%. That's a threat.
They gotta perform.
No, that's awful. I can't believe you did that.
You have to have angry masses behind them.
I will say the Red Raider fan base isn't. They're a bunch of insane people. They're the Buffalo Bills fan base of Texas colleges.
They took over the UT basketball arena for the rematch against Chris Beard.
I was gonna say if one of us picked Chris Beard, this would be the greatest pick.
I almost picked Chris Beard, but that doesn't feel like a Cal McNair decision.
All right, Sean Mapes, you're wrapping up the great Texas sports draft. You have Jim Crane as your owner, Nick Caserio as your general manager, Greg Popovich as your head coach, the A&M fan base as your fan base. You have the Roadrunners as your nickname, which I think is a steal. Bijan Robinson as your star player, which has value. I do like this draft, Sean. So what are you gonna wrap it up with?
So Bijan Robinson, famously a football player. I've been frantically Googling to see if he played any other sports in high school because my roster choices for Texas football leave a little to be desired. So I'm just going to pick the best team in the state of Texas, and he's going to figure it out. It's surplus value, whatever Bijan brings, to the Houston Astros.
Yeah, that's a good way to wrap up.
It was either them or the Cowboys, and I'm...
The Cowboys do have talent.
Bijan on the Cowboys offense would be sick, though.
Yeah, it would be sick.
With that offensive line?
I don't know.
Exactly.
He's going to supplant Tony Pollard?
Yeah,
Ezekiel Elliott?
Immediately.
Well, I was going to move Zeke to right guard or something.
Yeah. Move him to fullback, and then he'll never play.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Well, guys... do we have time for garbage time, Sean Mapes?
No, I don't think we do.
I don't think we do either.
My draft is garbage time.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. Bring it on home. Sean Mapes, thank you so much for producing the show today. Guess what, guys? Josh Beard and I are going to stick around for the next 3 hours. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. Brendan Riley, the producer of the Killer Bees, it's on him. You know, I am the talent. You provide me with the content. Vanessa and Gallant, hope you had fun this week. Vanessa's going to be back on Tuesday. We're all off on Monday. But the Killer Bees with me and Josh is next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.